Yushami Tainas Taf Lamed, continuing the discussion about the restrictions that they made on the week of Tisha B'Av because of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Ksiv, nothing more, except of course a Pasik. A Pasik in Hosea. Vishavti kol masosa chaga chodshav shabbat av kol mo'ad. I'll bring a joy to an end, all the Yom Tovim and the Shabbos, everything, all the things in the season will be over. Strive a terrible tzoros that Klai Yisrael would have, that they'll lose everything, they'll lose all the celebrations of the Yom Tovim, that they would lose from the Churban Bayis. So the Gemara explains, what does this mean? What did they do? People of the south, the Gemara says, the south of Yehuda, they used to go ahead and had a minig on Yom Tov, on their Chag. The Gemara says that they didn't cut their hair and laundry on the first day of Yom Tov, the first day of the month of Av. They didn't do that. The first day of each month, in Rosh Chodesh, They refrained from taking haircuts or laundering their clothes. That was how they celebrated. And that was done on the first day of every month. Someone said on Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, they did on the same thing on Rosh Chodesh. They did the same thing. Rosh Chodesh Av was done the same thing. Someone says Tzipor Nagel Chodesh. But the people in the south, the people excuse me, in the north, they were no Chodesh. They were no the entire month. That the entire month, the restrictions of Av from beginning to end. That they mocked me even more. That the period of mourning was not was even longer. That they were machmir on themselves. Mishnah said only a certain day till Tisha B'Av, but they were machmir on themselves because they were more connected to the Churban, and therefore they took it upon themselves. Says the Korban Eida, they machmir on themselves. Therefore, Isur Chibos from the month, from the first day, and Chadasha. The whole month they were knowing them, they separate themselves. The Noach was much more Mishchodesh Av, and they said Noach and Chadash, the whole month of Av, that they restricted themselves. Later, the Rabban of Tveria reversed themselves, began to follow the Minyan of Tzipore, and went for all of Av, not just the first week, not just for Mishchodesh, but they went and learned Shabbat as the, not just a week, but they followed the people in Tzipoiron, and they were mocked by themselves again the whole month to restrict themselves the entire month. The Sha'inogam Yisrael B'Shvua, Shechalbos, and they went and they ate it on now to follow the minog of the Tzipoiron, they were mocked by the whole month. Says the Gemara. Another, you should be the Christ who really should go ahead and fast on the 10th day of Av. Should we just say that? That was when the basement was burnt. Why do on the 9th day? We don't fast on the 9th day. But the 10th day was really the day that actually burnt. So why don't we fast on the 10th day? The Pasuk says, why do we not do the tea? What's the reason? The Gemara said, everybody skill, because it began, they set fires on the 9th day and didn't burn completely till the 10th. But since even though the Rove didn't happen till the 10th, but since they started, the beginning of the Tzara, so they do it, they that's why they take the ninth. Gemara says, come in the Nebraisa. On the seventh day, the guy went into Heichal. Shmino Amakagel. The eighth day, they reveled in it. They celebrated there. They made all kinds of bizionos. They danced and all kinds of things in there. And they damaged the walls. Batisha Yetzisa Ba'ara. The eighth day. And then in the ninth day, they began to set on fire. And the tenth day, it burned. They see that there was the fall burning was on the 10th day, but they're already on the 9th. They already set the motion in fire. They started the fire that would eventually go and just bring down the whole thing. So Mela, this discussion was that it was a sea race, even though you're right, a sea race was the Ikka and the Shrefa, but we go by the beginning because that was the time that they believed it began to burn it. And that's why we have Tisha B'Av on that day. On that day, his call like the upper annuals. So the Gemara says, you see, that's what happened. Gemara has Mamorayim. Shimon Levi, see him, Tisha B'Av, or Sukkot Levi Taka, because it is fast the ninth and the tenth day. Because we said the ninth day, because the beginning of the fire, and the tenth is actually burnt. Rabbi Elman, some Tisha B'Av, he also burnt both days. He fasted with Rabbi Elman, Tisha Leila Siri. He used to fast on the ninth, and on the night of the tenth, he would fast. Only fast on the tenth, and then it began to burn. But the morning, it was completely burnt. So he didn't continue the fast the whole day. He only fasted until then. And therefore, you're fair. So we, the Maisa, halacha is only we pass the ninth day. But the Minas Chasidus, they were makbil themselves even more for the tenth day because of the terrible burning that took place. And again, was it the whole day or was it the two full days or just the night? Just the night of the tenth was different opinions. So Gemara says, "Le'as Sivish Rulanis," from that night it happened. That's when it began to mourn for the Mikdash. Says the Gemara, famous Gemara. Because Rabbi wanted to abolish Tisha B'Av. They didn't come, they didn't let him. Why do you want to abolish Tisha B'Av? He wants to abolish Tisha B'Av. The Mefarshim explain, like I said, Kosaka Daita says the Kamenaida, like Gami wrote, he wanted to knock out the whole thing. The Ain Sura, and Sholem Rotsi Mesan. And King Amazon told the very basin, she killed Tzabi Tisha B'Av. Here's Mechila, you can't do it, but nothing took place on that day. In other words, what happened on the day? They wanted to go to the Mesakin on the Tisha B'Av to the first day. But we saw later on that there were other, yes, well, continued. He said, they wanted to go ahead, let's remove this one. Because Tisha B'Av should be no different than any other fast. They're optional. They're nothing, something happened, it was destroyed. So it'd been many things happened to Klal Yisrael afterwards. That there was, you know, to continue them in fast, even on Tisha B'Av, that there was a time that they were no longer pressed by their omens. So maybe they ought to liquor. So we don't have to go and mourn that anymore. The Chumim Beis HaMikdash. But Chum didn't let him do that. Chum didn't let him. Chum said, no, that since the Mice, everyone, like the Kamenaida explains, you know, you can't die. Since the Klal Yisrael was Noeg already, okay, Tisha B'Av ends a bit till the, you can't be tickle some Tisha B'Av, the Masakin and the Chathil, you can't go ahead and change it and change the Gzeira. I was with you when I can never let it to Mice. But it wasn't the way you said it. Rather, people like Tisha B'Av, the Shabbos. That was the only one to do a case to have the Shabbos. When the Shabbos is docha, then he wanted to go ahead and postpone it. It shouldn't take place. But Lichem that didn't allow him. Said, no, you have to have Tisha B'Av. Yes, docha, so do it on Sunday. But Lamaisa, the Rebbe didn't know that if he's taking it, knocking it out, it should be docha the whole thing. Don't reschedule it. I mean, Yitzchak Lamacha. Said, no, you can't do it because it's Shabbos, but you should be docha it. You do it for the next day. So we may let you continue for that. Yitzchak Lamachar, for the next day, you should be able to go ahead and be moicha and do it for that particular day to be able to go ahead and have at least to have the celebration or the commemoration of Tisha B'Av, even though it's no longer that correct day. So Mar says, I still like this. Mar said, correct the gozilei a yom tenon. A book came and he went ahead and he gozilei. He went ahead and repaid Rav Levi, which means he went ahead and repaid him for supporting him by correcting him in what he said in the Mishnah somebody else. The Mishnah says that there's a Mitzvah. The Mishnah says that there's a Raisa, a Chiyuv Mitzvah Puravu. And when I said, Kuntana Kama, a person, a man, he says, Dafka, a man, not a woman. Isha is not Mechuyuv in the Mitzvah. Isha is Mechuyuv Puravu, but not a man, not a woman. On both of them, both men and women. Said both of them, Lashon Rabim. Said both Mechuyev to do it. The Pesukim say both. How could you say it's only one? Only the man, not the woman. So Gemara says, looks like a Yochanan ben Broka, that it's both of them have the mitzvah. So Gemara said, "Vilmei Rabbi Abba Kavi, correct him." Well, I was with you when he said this halacha. When Rabbi Chanan said it, but he didn't say it the way you said it. You're saying it differently. Wife demands a divorce from her husband because he can't have children, so she can marry to have children. Then she's allowed to do that because then they'll force him to give again. But if she doesn't divorce him, I'm mechuyev to do it. So not like if there was a din d'oraisa for a woman to give puravu, the mitzvah was on her. Then even if she didn't want to get divorced, we would force her to get divorced. She has to have, because her husband can't have children, and she's mechuyev to do it. So therefore, that we can't do it. She wants to, and her husband doesn't want to, then we allow her, we grant her, because he doesn't have the mitzvah, we allow him to do it. That's what he meant. He didn't say the halacha over here. So you are going to say the halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan Baroka. Therefore, we don't pass on a woman of Mechuyev and Puravu. It's not a mitzvah to them. It's only for man. It's only over there that she has a right to push so that she wants to be able to get that she could do. Otherwise, the halacha is not, we don't do that. So Mar says, Kuraleim, Rabbi heard that, he said to himself, Tov Mishnaim and Echa, two are better than one. The two of us is good that both of us were there, that you were able to correct me by Tisha B'Av, and he was able to correct you over here, that both of us heard from our Rebbeim, and I was able to, you corrected me, I corrected you over there, and I got by Tisha B'Av, that he didn't mean Tisha B'Av Stav, but Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos, and he wanted to be doker that, and you corrected me over here, that it was, that's not that Tov Mishnaim and Echa, but that it was right, the right thing, that for men, women don't have a Chiyuv, and he only meant it, Lagabe, the din of if she wants to get children and her husband doesn't want to have, that we could force him to give a get. What should he have? We say you should make him changes in the meal. What changes do we say? Misha says he should make changes in the meal. What? Yeah, we say he should alter his regular, whatever he does normally, he should change. He should change. He should change his normal habit. The, Yemayit, less lashon the carbonate. They should minimize less. If he was accustomed to eating a liter of meat, he should have half a liter of meat. If he was accustomed to drinking a side of wine, he should go ahead, which is a measure of wine. It says like a flaskful. He said he should go ahead and drink only half a glass, half a ksat. So minimize what you're eating. Eat less than the amount that you normally eat. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, should be the email before the Suda Samaf Sekas. That should be the Iker Suda. Those are 6 hours of mile. They can't have it early in the morning. 6 hours a day, that's after midday, that's when you have the Suda Samaf Sekas. That's the day it's connected. Says the carbon aid to explain. Vajik Sudas is the Haina Sudamaf Simabadis. The Suda, the last Suda you're separating between fasting and eating, should be done. That's the Yashane, that's the Suda. And that should be done only within 6 hours. Well, the Mylon should be done after Katzos. You cannot be Yotze the Sudas Maf Sekes to have it before Katzos. That's Nikka that you're doing it for that purpose. The Gemara says, both of these halakhs are made Kula. Why? What's the Kula? The Gemara says, the reason why it's Kula. A person ate a suit every Tishbav 6 hours into the day. He's allowed to do it. Even if you had a suda nonstop 10 courses, the Gemara describes a great suda Shlomo HaMelech. Even that, they say, maybe that's inappropriate. No, even that's mutter as long as you stop before the 6 hour. But if you had a big suda after 6 hours, even if you have a suda normally like that, halacha is it be mutter if you lo shulchan, if you serve it in suda as lavish as that, it applies only the final suda is only the fast. Anything else afterwards is mutter. You can allow the meal is both the final one and the fast. And you can have that as long as you finished in Zman. And we said that that you're able to do that, to be able to have such a Suda. When he was in his grandeur and he had what describes him Malachim, his Suda, Sishim Kur Silas. It was such an incredible large Suda. So therefore, he'd be able to go ahead and do this and have this. Mazalach is the Tishbav Shachal Shabbos. Falls in on Shabbos. The fast is observed on Sunday. Same thing on Friday. Also doichet. If you learn Shacharim the Shomer, but then you learn to have before Shabbos, you learn to have the Suda as soon as Shlomer Melech. As long as we don't doichet, even after midday. Normally we don't eat a thing, but doesn't Lamaisa, no din of Suda Erev Shabbos, because Lamaisa, you're not fasting until Sunday, and we don't have any restrictions on you what you can eat on Shabbos or on Friday. You can have whatever you want, as much as you want. Local Kol Tzarcho is not a problem. It's not the way to call an Eda, explains the Gemara. So Gemara says further. Gemara says, Rav Amin Davi Kol Tzarcho, Rav Nev Tishba, Rav would eat. He eat whatever he needed. The first suit he ate whatever he wanted. He would then dip his piece of bread in ash and say, this is the Iker Suda's Tisha B'Av. This is the Iker Suda. He would eat the regular Suda. After he ate the meal, he would have a second meal of bread dipped into ash. And he ate that and he said, this is the Suda I'm eating for Tisha B'Av. The Suda's Mafsekas that I'm eating for Tisha B'Av. That is the way the Mefarshim explained what Rav did. The reason the Pasik, it says in the Pasik, in Eicha, that Yeremiah was saying that yes, the food was coated with all the food after the chumais was so much smoke and destruction that the food that you put in your mouth was tasting the ashes of the fire of the mikdash of Yerushalayim burning. Was you tasted in your mouth. The same idea, you put ashes on the bread. The Zeka, this pasuk to tell us the Zeka Nishma, the Zeka, the korban of what took place the Iker Suda, that's Iker Suda Tishbav, is the Suda before. That's what he did, that's what he prepared for that particular Suda. Once the Mishnah says you can't go, at the end of the Mishnah, if you turn over a bed, you just said turn over, come say you don't have to. What's the machlok is based upon? Hanu Yudam said, when he said, yeah, luckily, turn over the bed is correct, that's the way mourners do it. Derech of Avelim. I tell Rabbanim, why Rabbanim say you don't have to? I says, so really mean Shemesh Mutal Fun. Rabbanim, the person is only in fun of, I would like Kevis Mita, so, but Loyosh Nagami Mita Kefufa, because you're like an Onain, the locus of an Onain. However, you don't turn over your bed, and that's why you don't have to sleep on an upside down bed, like a regular Avil, that you don't have to do. Chamin Laveos Tishabav, like an Onain, Shemesh Mutal Fun, we consider it like that. But Lamaisa, that we never asked to do. We didn't go that far. to say that Kfiyas Hamata is also that you can't sleep on a regular bed, and you should be able to go ahead and do that. That we did not say. Baran didn't want to go that far. They didn't want to go that far in how much of an avil is. You have to feel the avil, like mamish, like you're an avil mamish. If you did that, you really would have to feel like you, like a mamish in avil, and that they didn't want to go that far to say that you have to do that. Okay. So the Gemara says that in Bavli we have a different way to understand the Machlokas in the Mishnah, but this is the Machlokas, the way that Yerushalmi explains the Machlokas, what the Machlokas of Rav Yehuda is, but there's a different explanation in the Sigur. Then the question is, why is the Yerushalmi not learn like the Bavli? So we have the Rishonim and the Bavli try to explain the difference of the two, Ayin Sham. Okay, Gemara says that there's a halacha that happens, and besides after Tisha B'Av, is that month of has a celebratory aspect to it as well. There's no day of actually is more Yom Tov, most festive Kaisel than the 15th day of Av and Yom Kippur, 2 days that are the most festive days at all. Shebehen. Why? Shebehen, they say it's a little bit of what happened on the 15th day? The young people of Yerushalmi go out dressed in their best garments, the white garments. Shulun, they were borrowed. Shalayabash Mishan, because they borrowed from other people, because they want everyone to be wearing borrowed begun. Because Lamaisa, if they, the poor people, they wouldn't borrow, the poor girls didn't have nice begotten to go out with. So then it would be seen who's poor, who's not. They would be embarrassed. So Mela, they would go, everyone had to have borrowed begotten, so you couldn't tell who was poor, who was not. It couldn't tell the difference. And they'd go out there, and they would go to be able to be chosen for we'll see the description of how they went out. And they went out for this purpose to be able to be to find the shidduch. All the garments required a mikvah. They all had to go to tefillah. There was anytime these begotten they buried them. And they were originally from a zavar ziva. You had to go ahead and you had to be toivel them to make sure that they were klar. They were tar. They were tar. The Gemara talks about what happened. What happened? The Gemara says the girls will go out. Yerushalayim the chazal begrown. They will go out and dance in the vineyards. They would go out and dance in the vineyards. So Gemara says, what happened? They would dance. Gemara says, that's mechulos, like in circles. The pasuk in Yirmiyo, they would go out and dance like in circles on this day. Gemara says, and tismach b'zul b'machol. And what would say? What they say? B'chazan, call out to the young man. Young man, raise up your eyes. See what you see. Pitch, choose something that you like. Don't look at beauty. Look at the real family. See yichus. See, look at the families of Klai Yisrael. And don't pick a bum beauty over another one. Check what of a yofi. Pick a person's midos, a person's mishpacha, a person's yichus, and what they do is the right way to choose. Not to do this way. Not to choose like this. Gemara says, same word about Yom Kippur, was a chashav a day. Pasuk says also in Shir HaShirim, go forth, go look in the Benos Yerushalayim. They go on the day, and they're out. They go on the day of the wedding and the day of the joy, Yom Kippur's Man Torah. They go out in Klai Yisrael, Yom Kippur, the day of giving the Torah. The day of building Mishamikdash. Klai Yisrael is also going to happen in Yom Kippur. Those are days of celebration. Yom Kippur is a celebration is when the Torah was given. After 40 days, went up for the second Lukos and came down on Yom Kippur. And that was the Simchas HaTorah of Simchas Libo. Yom Chasunaso and Simchas Libo is the base of Mikdash will be rebuilt and it will be referred to on Yom Kippur and that will be Simchas Libo. So you must say, therefore, those 2 days became a tremendous amount of Simcha and these things were happening very much in a Simcha Dikah day. And therefore, they would talk out and go dance on, just like Yom Kippur, on Tu B'Av. So they have the same thing. They went and danced here, and Yom Kippur would be the similar type of simcha that would come out from these 2 days. So these 2 days were great simchas in Klai Yisrael on the Jewish calendar. The Gemara tries to explain. Yom Kippur, Klai Yisrael is forgiven. Kabbalah Yisrael is a big day of simcha because Klai Yisrael is forgiven. Given the sins is a way for simcha. It's a tremendous simcha. But the Gemara says, well, what about them? What happened on the 50th day? What happened on that day to make people simcha? What are we turning that day into a simcha for? The Gemara has several different explanations. There's the Gemara. It's 15 hours a day, good time cutting down the trees. They use for the Mizbeach, for the Mizbeach. All the wood that comes down on the day produced worms would come out that was produced. Would be worms. Any wood that has worm in it, but you can't use them as bath. So we cut down the trees on the 15th Av before the worms can get into it. And Memela, therefore, it was a Simcha Dika day because the trees were cut down, and it was a time of the year that you knew there were no worms. And if there were no worms, then there was a big Simcha, a day that they were able to use the wood to burn on the Mizbeach. They burned the Kabanos, the Etzeh Amareach. So Memela, therefore, it was done as part of the Simcha that was done. Was another reason why we were Sameach. The day that Moshe ben Ela, the last king, withdrew the army, the Bedas Sados, put armies as sentries that they weren't allowed to go on the roads, couldn't go all the regal. He didn't want the people to go all the regal. So he, Moshe ben Ela, removed them. Now Kaisa was able to go back against the when they split the Asara Shvatim, split against Yehuda. Yerubim and Yevat, who was from Yehuda, didn't let people go, built Avodah Zarah. So Memela, he went ahead and they knocked it down. He removed it, so they're able to go now to the Makom HaMikdash. So the Gemara says that he was a tremendous Arusha, and that's what he did. So when they were able to remove his, what he did, became a great Simcha. These did his all great things, because yet it came out that Al-Shah came and destroyed him, captured him. How could that be? If this king, Hoshea, was such a great king, and did such an incredible thing, that he allowed people to go back to Yerushalayim, for the regel, then why did he have such a terrible punishment? That testifies that during his reign, that Hashem sent him into exile, and Shalmaneser came, and this Melech Asher, and destroyed and captured them, and took them all captive. So why was he exiled? Took the king out. Why was he captive? If he was such a good person, why was he punished in such a way? Kasha. No, the reason why he was punished in such a way, because he took to remove the collar, because there was it was his responsibility to get people to all the regal, told himself, but he didn't rob him. Lo amakol shaman, he didn't say, whoever the whole nation go, whoever wants to go, go. In other words, he could have, should have done, when you can remove the restrictions, and now you're able to go, he should have forced everyone to go. As a king, everyone must go, and they will go. But he didn't do that. He said it was voluntary. He removed the impediments. Those who want to go can go. You don't want to go, don't go. That was wrong. He left it up to them. And that was why he had to be punished. And Klai Yisrael didn't end up going. And that's why they all had to be punished. And went into Gullus. Him and the rest of the people went into Gullus because of this lack of concern, lack of love, lack of respect for the Makom HaMikdash. He wasn't mitzvah them to go the regel. And that was the reason why he was punished. That's the second reason that the Gemara says as to what happened, or third reason, I should say, of what happened that could make this day into a day of Simcha. Gemara says another, or third reason. They allowed the Shvatim to marry each other. What was the Platik? Siv, Shtet, and Pasik. In the Chumash, the Herods were set up that you shouldn't mix together one tribe to another tribe. Each one should stay, Yerusha should stay in the same Shevet. Siv says, and he do it against an Herod, a land from the tribe of Israel, and becomes the wife of someone else, so therefore it becomes Aser, that she loses her land, she loses connection to her land. The father, woman, his father had no sons, Gemara says, and she marries someone else, she doesn't lose, and if she has sons, she doesn't get anything. So the Mela, they wouldn't get anything from the Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, this was removed, and this restriction was taken away on the 15th day of Av. And the Mela, it was a great Simcha was given. It took away the Simcha, took away this thing that they were allowed to go ahead. They came into Eretz Yisrael, that they were allowed to go ahead and they would inherit the land. Women were allowed to go ahead and inherit the land if they were the Yerushim. And the Mela, therefore, marriages became open. It wasn't restricted anymore. And they were allowed to go get married, and that was a great Simcha. The Gemara said, "Yeshul Baas, mother, can you have a daughter can inherit from two different tribes? How's it possible? You save them matos from different tribes. Only one tribe, wherever she comes from, her father's state, what's the lashon rabim?" So the Gemara says, "Tifti after the pasuk she avia mishav dakol. Her father was one tribe, and her mother was a different tribe, and each one, and there are no other children but her. So she gets both. She gets Yerusha both, the mother and the father. So now, if there are no other children, she gets both. And if she gets both, she inherits both of them. And now, rather than going to a male, it goes to her. And a male, if she gets married, it's the property stays with her. It goes to her husband, calls man that married. But it remains with her as a property that stays with her. And a male, therefore, it's a tremendous simcha that was on that day, was masakin, this halacha of Yerusha, and therefore this gave a simcha to Klai Yisrael, the women, would encourage them to get married now. They don't have to worry about losing their properties. Another fourth thing Mara says happened, came the Shevet Binyan, which was also to come into Tzibur, because of the terrible Maisa of the Pelegesh Begiva. Mara said, now they allowed them, they changed it. Except Arad Nasim Mishnah, Kispidon goes and married a woman, because of a terrible thing that they made up because of what happened in the Pelegesh Begiva. So now Mara saying, hey, you moved it away. It said the marriages you can marry, even Binyamin can get married. It's not a problem. We removed that thing. And that was the 15th day of Av. And that was a great simcha, again, that was took away, that allowed them to marry in Shevet Binyamin. They were free to marry. That was a big simcha. So the Gemara says, where do we get that look? The psukim, the shvatim, read the pasuk, and as a result, they separate. What are they thinking originally? What did they change now? Originally, they read the pasuk, and they assumed that they separate. That they separate from Yamin. I said, I read the pasuk. But now, they read it differently. They said, no, you can be connected. You connect to the pasuk. You can come back. Don't read it as merachek, but you read it memskarev. You can come back. A different way to read the pasuk. And therefore, they include the other tribes. Mark explains, Mikra, they separated. Why? Because if I'm asking Rimini, it should be like Shemili. They're probably telling us differently. Benjamin was drawn near. Mark said, what's success? He called, the dialing number, he wasn't even born yet. So you see that these three new tribes, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Asher, clearly were not intended to be replaced by other ones and knocked out, but rather they'll be part of the tribe. Mainly for the sea, the Dash and Ispas, they override what was the Cherem, that no one can marry Binyamin because of the mice of Plegish Begiva, but rather they read the Pasuk that really was intended that both Ephraim and Asha and Binyamin are all regular Shvatim, full Shvatim, and all of them should get a Chelek equally, and no woman that everyone will be allowed to marry all three of them. And it would not be a prohibition for Binyamin, and the whole shape was not mutter to Klai Yisrael, and that was a tremendous, again, a level of simcha to brought simcha to Klai Yisrael. So the Gemara says that that's the another explanation that the Gemara explains why Binyamin and the Plemosh has an arichas here, why the original Gzera was, what they thought to be Merakek, why Binyamin was different, but it explains at the end, they removed all those impediments and if it was mutter. The fifth explanation, the Gemara says, of what happens in this Shabbat Amim Shabbat Palachafer, the way they're digging of one's grave stopped. What's the Maisa? What do you mean? Because since when they cut the egel, Tisha B'Av said no one's going to go into Eretz Yisrael. They're all going to die in the Midbar. So every year of Tisha B'Av, they don't die one time. Every year of Tisha B'Av, Moshe instructed them to go out into the field. So you come to go to your graves and dig graves and lie down in your grave. Everyone should go. Everyone goes into the grave and lie down in your graves. Gemara says, they slept in it at night and slept in their graves. And then Yeshim, they would go to sleep. And then Yabba Shayyandim. In the morning, those who were allowed to get up, Motzi and Atzman, and they would get up, Chazim, Machmish, Alabam, Rotem. There were 15,000 people, and a little bit more, a small amount, that every year did not get up. They're the ones who were chosen to die that year and were buried in the graves that they dug for themselves. But they went up. The other Jews, a small amount, the 15,000 plus a little bit more, the ones that went up, that didn't get up. That was every year's punishment. And the ones who did get up means that this year wasn't theirs. So Moses went up. They're not going up the final year, 40th year, the Midbar. They lied down. There were only 15,000 people left in the original both people who cut the Hegel. They woke up in the morning and they found that they didn't die, but they expected to die because they were the last ones. This is their year. Maybe we're mistaken the cheshbon. Maybe it's not really Tisha B'Av. Maybe it's really a few days before. They wait another day. They did the 10th day. The 11th day, 12th day. Each day they're not asleep. Maybe we made a mistake in the cheshbonos. And maybe this is really Tisha B'Av. And they slept in all these different days to see what would happen. And Lamaisa, nothing happened. Each day they woke up. Each day they came up. When they realized that, it was on the 14th day of Av, then came the 15th day of Av. And the whole week came by now, there was a full moon. A full moon, they realized for sure it's not Tisha B'Av, it's already midway in the month, because it's a full moon here. The day was Mevatel the Gezeira on us. He allowed the last 15,000 to live. We're not going to die in the Midbar. They made a Yom Tov on that day for the last 15th. We celebrate their Yom Tov on that day because they were speared, didn't have to die. And that's why they made, that was the last reason why the time of why that day became a special day. Stop here.